What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Hitbox Heroes. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm one of your other hosts, Dave.
And you guys, this is a cool one. So we're diving into GoldenEye on N64. Oh, yeah. We have a very special guest with us today. We have Max Miller from the Credit Score podcast, which the first time I told someone about that, they're like, wait, what does a credit score have to do with video games? I'm like, No. It's credits with an S.
Credits then, with an, yeah, not, we're not checking your credit score.
Right, like exactly.
All that stuff.
We can. If you guys want to send us that information, you know,
yes.
It's
Social Security numbers. We need all that. Yep. Addresses,
exactly.
All that.
Depending on which order you're listening to these episodes in, you'll hear the story. Actually, I'll just say go check out the Zelda episode because I tell the story of how a scam caller tried to tell me that my Social Security number was put on hold or was something like that because of suspected fraud. Yeah.
You know. Yeah,
we're just putting that on hold. So no big deal.
We're pausing your life. But anyway, we're going to kick this episode off talking about one of my favorite first person shooters. One of my, most formative games for me as a young man, a young boy back in the mid 90s.
You would have been nine, right? This came out in 97.
It was 97. Yeah. I would have gotten it when I was, and it was just we talk about it. Everybody had it. You know it. You love it. It's GoldenEye.
So without further ado, let's dive right in.
Well, everybody, you heard the introduction, and here we are. We've got our guest Max Miller in our virtual studio.
Yes.
We're here. We're going to talk some GoldenEye. Max, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing all right. I'm a little claustrophobic from all of the quarantining.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm making it.
Yeah.
I feel that, man. So for our listeners, Max is joining us from the lovely sunny Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, I haven't been outside in 6 months.
Right. So for all you know, it's, I mean,
it could be. It could still be there.
Currently, right now, there's currently some fires still going on, right?
Yeah, those are mostly in Northern California, but we definitely get them down here around this time. So it's getting a little scary, but the heat has picked up, and hopefully they won't come to Southern California.
I mean, right. Why not? What else could you know? Why
it's like the, you know, just it's like that you get like the 2020 now. Bingo
okay,
card.
Let's do it. Ready for it. But yeah, as you saw from the heard from the introduction, probably saw from the title of this episode, we are talking GoldenEye 007.
Mm-hmm. The official N64,
title
baby.
For Nintendo 64. Possibly, for me at least, one of the most formative games, if not first-person shooters, but like games in general. Like it truly... Yeah. Really changed. It was like life changing. I would put it that way.
Well, and it was funny too, because when I reached out to Max to see if he wanted to be on our show. So actually, before we go any further, I'm gonna brief pause us. You guys need to, once this episode is wrapped up, or you can pause it if you want to. That's okay. That's acceptable.
Yep, you can put us on
in
more.
This case. You guys got to go check out Credit Score Podcast. That's Credits with an S, Score, separate word, Podcast. Max is one of the hosts there. It's incredible. They just dive into the credits of like just the best movies and everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I remember we talked about it during Franchise Unpacked, and it was just like, I was like, these guys, it's like, I love just going that nitty gritty details, even down to like, oh yeah, this grip was on this movie too. And you're like, what, how do you even, like, what are we talking about? That's like crazy levels of detail. It was just really fascinating stuff. So thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you so much. We use it to go on all sorts. Like, you know, we're big movie and TV nerds, me and Gary, my co-host, and we use it to go on all sorts of fun tangents too about, you know, telling stories about our experience with these movies and then just, going into some serious facts, and we just have fun with it.
Well, have you James Bond? Have you done any of the series? GoldenEye specifically, the first of the Pierce Brosnan saga, in 1995, I believe. Yeah,
you would think we would have done a James Bond movie by this point because those are probably pretty much invented the credit sequence. It feels like,
right?
We haven't done it yet. Maybe we will work out a way to do it. So
companion episode,
come,
man.
Yeah, definitely.
There we go.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, those intros are wild.
Talk about, so like, good.
The, yeah,
I reached out to Max on Instagram, which also. Follow Max on Instagram because it's the funniest freaking Instagram page I've ever seen. What it's at, ruin my week.
Yeah. Ruin_my_week on Instagram. Yeah.
So
we'll have it also in the bio and we'll
put that in the show notes for sure. And I reached out to him and I was like, I was like, we need you on our podcast. You know, we got this new podcast going. It's a little bit more gaming related. And I said, like, what do you play? What did you play? You know, and I was like, we can kick it old school if you want, you know, if you're feeling something a little more retro. And he listed out a few games that were going to be incredible. Like, I think you mentioned like the Simpsons arcade game. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But then I saw GoldenEye and I was like, that's right there. That's the winner. Like, it's such a revolutionary game. It was so huge.
Basically, what was your first experience? Yeah, like, what was your first experience with it, Max? Like, what do you remember? Did you get it right away? Or
here's the thing. First of all, I have to tell you guys that the two of you are actually partially responsible for. I kind of call myself a reborn gamer. I just recently started playing video games again, but I grew up playing video games as a kid from, I feel like, out of the womb until until maybe freshman year of college. I was playing video games. So I had I had everything. I had Atari, I had Nintendo, then I had Super Nintendo. I was very Nintendo heavy. I had Genesis. Right. I had but Nintendo 64 was, you know, smack dab in my teens. I got my Nintendo 64 as a birthday present, a 16th birthday present. I remember I went and got my license. I went and drove around for like an hour maybe just to drive around. And then I spent the rest of the day playing Nintendo 64. Like,
That's the way to do it, man.
Man, that's the perfect way to do it. Oh, that's unbelievable. Yeah. With like Mario 64 and stuff like that right away, just...
Exactly. Yeah. And that platform was such a game changer. Like, it just brought everything to a whole new level. Yeah. And this GoldenEye was such a surprise. I think just because of based on the property that it was based on, you didn't expect, you know, people, there are James Bond fans, but you didn't expect it to be this kind of like worldwide phenomenon.
Right.
And it was just the multiplayer in it. Where you could play with your friends, and this new platform where you can hook up four controllers to it.
Yeah. Right.
Made it this party game that so you would play. Again, I played that game specifically until I stopped playing video games. The game itself is fun, but the multiplayer was everything.
Well, and the multiplayer spawned so much too. I mean, you look at, there's a game out called, I think it's like Screen Cheat or something like that, where you can't actually see any of your enemies on screen. You have to screen cheat to look at their screen to see where they're at. And that's how you aim and how you fight. And
that's brilliant.
I feel like a lot of that was spawned from GoldenEye. I mean, I don't know if it invented, but I feel like it definitely refined and popularized this idea of get three of your buddies over. You know, I mean, and obviously the N64 was, I believe, the first console to have four controller ports.
Yes.
I could be wrong there, but I believe it was.
Definitely the first with like split screen like that.
Yeah.
And can handle like four separate first person. Yeah, that's pretty. I remember the music after in multiplayer, if you had more than two people playing, there was no music. Like, it just would drop. That's
really?
Like the first thing it would drop. Yeah, there would be no music in the levels. And like, you'd notice, like, and then by four players, like, other things would drop out.
Right.
They're like, well, we just, if you want to play. But yeah, it's funny that you mentioned earlier, you're like, they weren't quite sure if this game was going to be a success. It was a huge critical success, but they were worried at first because it was based off of a movie franchise, James Bond. And so far, movie video games hadn't done great. I mean, there's your E.T. is a classic example of horrible.
That almost killed the gaming
like
industry. Yeah.
Exactly. You look at a lot of those type of games, and you're like, oh, this is an easy buck for the... We license the name, you slap Pierce Brosnan's face on it, we make a couple extra bucks, it's a crappy game, whatever. But this game, they said it sold, I think, 8 million units, which made it
really?
The third... this is my one little fact that I want to throw in there. The third highest bought Nintendo 64
game. We can
game
still
of all
be fact based, Dave. I mean,
guess
I know
we can,
we're not
franchise
unpacked anymore, but I know, you know, we can still
avoid
tell
the
facts.
Heavy shit, but yeah, exactly. But and I remember GoldenEye was the first James Bond movie I saw. I was 9 when the game came out, so I was pretty young for James Bond. My mom and dad were still like, eh. But like, I remember she came home with the VHS of GoldenEye, because I think my mom had a crush on Pierce Brosnan. I mean,
who doesn't? Yeah,
exactly.
Right, exactly. Have you seen him? Wasn't Pierce Brosnan in that one movie, like Dante's Inferno or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dante's Peak.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it was. I don't remember any damn thing about that movie, except for that it felt like. It felt so intense. Wasn't there like a volcano or something like that?
The grandma's legs were melting when she was pushing the boat. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I remember.
Max, you need to do Dante's Peak on Credit Score.
You're right. Yeah.
That's wild.
The movie that everybody loves to forget.
Yeah. What was, do you remember your first, were you a fan of James Bond, or were you like looking forward to this game, or did someone just kind of, I remember just seeing it in Toys R Us and playing like the sample of it. But like, what was your first like run in with it?
Well, I think I had a similar experience than you. And I think that's what happened, is that the Pierce Brosnan GoldenEye, that was the first one he did as James Bond, right?
Yeah.
And I think was kind of like, rebooting the franchise because they hadn't made one in a while.
Yeah. Timothy Dalton was like, I guess from what I understand, Pierce Brosnan was supposed to take over earlier. Timothy Dalton wasn't supposed to be a thing, but then he was on a show. It's going to kill me. Something Steel or something, not Magna, I can't remember, but they basically got him contractually again, Pierce Brosnan, and he couldn't leave the show. So they're like, okay, we'll have to wait. I think there was like a 7-year gap in between Bond films or something like that, which is pretty big. They thought it might have ended it or something, but yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, exactly. So that's why it brought kind of James Bond into my life with the Pierce Brosnan era. So I wasn't really into Bond before. So that's why this game was so random to me, because it was so brand new. I don't remember how I ended up with it. I think it was just word of mouth. People were loving it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I got to get this game because everyone loves it. Everyone's playing it. And that's how I ended up owning the game and loving the game.
Did you end up inviting like a lot of people over to come play it with you?
Always. Oh, wait, when I had friends. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Back when you before, could still see people.
Before quarantine.
The before times.
That's the thing, too. Like, I mean, I was I'm a bit younger than you two handsome lads. But I remember like I had never even heard of James Bond before GoldenEye. And my brother, who's 7 years older than I am, he was the one that always kind of got the N64 games. And he was the one that would introduce me to the games, and my older cousin would play him. And I just remember he would play GoldenEye on N64. And he always did this thing where he would throw those like the proximity mines he would stack them off the wall by like 6 feet. So that way if he walked by one, it would like, you know, your frame rate would drop to like one frame per second.
The trick was you put them on the ceiling.
Yes.
Nobody sees. I swear that was my
because it's hard to look up in that game.
But yeah, you had to hold R and like stop and like the targeting reticle. But it's funny that you kind of mentioned that, like that you had no experience with James Bond, because from what I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, but like, especially in the 90s at Thanksgiving or in November, James Bond marathons were on like TNT or TBS, one of those channels. So I was kind of like inundated with the old Bond movies and the cool. And I was thinking about
and
it
you're
earlier.
You're a huge Bond fan anyway, right?
Now I am. Like, I love the franchise. I love like the randomness of it, the crazy bad movies, the crazy good movies.
Right.
But like, I realized that GoldenEye is a game. They went so hard. I mean, they were adding Baron Samedi. They were adding Oddjob, characters from Roger Moore movies. They had Dr. No. Right. They had Goldfinger. They had this huge wealth, this library that they like. And they even used their old levels that were based off of old movies for the multiplayer maps and stuff. And I was just, I remember playing that game being like, well, I've got to go watch that movie now. I've got to go see what this character's about. Right. Because like, and that was the first time I think I realized, it was like these franchises, like if they can cross into video games, I'm really going to become obsessed and this could be a problem. like Star Wars, it's the same sort of thing. I'm like, ooh, if I can delve deeper somehow into this, it's great.
Were there any good other good James Bond games after this one?
There were a couple.
I was going to say, well, I guess we have to define good, because They've made plenty, but most of them seem to fall pretty flat. And they actually remade GoldenEye.
They did with Daniel Craig.
Was it with Daniel Craig? I never played the remake.
For the video game, they got Daniel Craig's voice and likeness. He did it. And they it was an okay. It's
did
not
he
great.
Have
it's
did he really have the full blockhead thing going on?
No, I mean they upped the graphics.
It was
like,
okay.
I think it was like 2010 graphics. I mean they reskinned. It was a full new game.
Yeah.
Cool multiplayer, but like it really like dumbed the whole thing down. You felt like it was just a cash grab.
Right.
I'm waiting for a full remaster, but we'll talk about that in a
I wonder if
bit.
We're ever gonna see that though. I mean they because this was back when this Rare is the 20, was
it's the 23rd anniversary, 2 years.
Yeah, that's Definitely. True. That's
they,
true.
They already, I heard, I was doing a little bit of research earlier this week that there was an article I read that regrettably, they just clamped down on a fan-made Unreal Engine one that's been being made for like 5 years.
Let the fans do what they want. Let them have fun.
Yeah, but that's usually a good sign. That means they're coming down the port with the real one and they're saving all the rights and stuff. But we'll see.
Oh man, if I could play this on Switch, I would be so happy.
So you finally got a Switch. I remember you were talking about that. You finally got one?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I went to you for your knowledge. And
yes.
It's and, such a good system.
Oh, my God. I got it right in time for quarantine when people were trying to nab them. And I got one. And it's been incredible. I've been playing it a lot. I've been driving my girlfriend, Skylar, crazy with it. But she's been playing with me, too. It's such a great system.
What games do you got right now for it?
I've got a few. I've got, I started with Animal Crossing.
Okay. Nice. Solid.
I've got, Breath of the Wild.
Perfect.
Still going through that one.
Incredible.
It's a great quarantine killer. Yeah.
So many hours. So many hours spent.
I think about like 60 or 70 on my profile.
Do you have any multiple? You said your girlfriend was playing with you. I'd recommend Overcooked. That's fine. If you like yelling at each other.
We've got Overcooked.
Okay.
We've been playing Trine 4 a lot, which is a lot of fun multiplayer.
If I've played Trine.
You're like these four, like it's like fantasy world. So you're like, there's like a wizard and like a knight and you can, it's kind of a sideways scrolling, but it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Trine 4. I'm going to check that out.
We've been enjoying playing that, and I just recently got Ori and the Blind Forest, and I'm really enjoying that.
You know,
game
I've only
a
played
lot.
Like the first hour of that game, and I remember it was beautiful, but and it was a glitch with my copy of it because I had it, I think, on PC, and it was back before I upgraded my PC, and I kept getting like stuck on the first like couple levels because it just kept bugging out and freezing.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. The music, the score.
I just bought the LP on vinyl for the sequel. I don't have the sequel yet because it's not on Switch, but I love the music so much that I just ordered it this week.
I need to
actually.
Go back and replay that game. And
it's
like
beautiful.
Try to get through it this time. Not by no fault of Ori and the Blind Forest's developers, just by my old computer not loving
me. Well, I mean, the graphics are no GoldenEye.
Right, exactly.
That's right.
Which, okay, have either of you gone back and played GoldenEye, like, as an adult?
100%, last year.
I haven't played it since college.
Okay.
Does that count as an adult? That was a long time ago. Now,
I mean, sure.
Yeah, you know, I guess I didn't think about the fact that I am the baby of the group here.
In
the last 5 years. Has anybody...
I have not. When we decided we were going to do this, I wanted to dig I know I've got a Nintendo 64 somewhere buried in a closet somewhere, but I could not track it down. I wanted to play a little bit, but just didn't have the time.
I got mine set up right on the other side of the computer over here. My basement is a complete disaster zone, but I have one little shrine right here with like a TV and all my old school systems.
That's all you need.
Ready to rock. But it doesn't, I got to say, I might get slapped, slappers only style.
I'm going to reach through my screen and slap you.
But the controls definitely don't hold up like they used to. It's not necessarily by any fault of Rare.
I'm going to throw something at you here in a second.
Throw it at me.
Okay, so the whole thing of having the C buttons be like C left, C right, be strafe, and up and down be like look for your pitch. They basically introduced a second joystick before anybody else did.
They did.
That is the right joystick now.
I'm not discounting how revolutionary it was. I'm just saying when you go back to it now.
With what they were working with.
It's the same as
you got used to it.
It's the same as Zelda Ocarina of Time, right? Like, Max, did you ever play Ocarina of Time?
Oh, I love that game so much.
Yeah. And it's like in my top five games of all time, for sure. But when you're looking at it objectively, it revolutionized the gaming industry. But objectively, when you're playing the N64 version now,
it doesn't.
And that's the same with GoldenEye. I'm not saying it's bad. I love GoldenEye. I think slappers only.
GoldenEye, like Doom and like Wolfenstein before it, think about it. We wouldn't have had Halo, or we wouldn't have had them in their Call of Duty in the iterations that they were. It really just like... I just push the boundaries, especially with multiplayer. Did you guys ever do any fun? I know they had different.
I was literally just about to ask the same question.
Like licensed to kill, like you only live twice, stuff like that. But we made our own special.
I was
mods
literally.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, yeah. Dave, you and I podcast together too much. So we'll start with you, Max. What was your go-to custom game mode for GoldenEye? Because I think
everybody did it. If you can remember.
Good question.
I honestly can't. Maybe the man with the golden gun.
Yes.
I think because that was so difficult if you didn't have the gun.
Yeah, that was.
Or if you did.
Oh, right. Yeah, because everyone
was
after
like
you.
A one shot. And I think you got like three bullets or something.
I was always a big fan of I would either do rocket launchers only or slappers only. And slappers only was especially fun if you turned on that cheat code DK mode where everyone got like the huge head. And there's walk around these huge heads just like slapping it.
Big targets. What we did though, we would leave it normal, but three people, if it was, we would have four people playing. Three of those people would be, we called it Resident Evil, designated zombies. And those three people could only use slaps, and their handicap health was plus 200.
Oh, wow.
The other single player had the ability to use power weapons or like automatic, like super weapons, and he could run around. He didn't have to crouch like the zombies did. But his health was negative 200 handicap. So one slap's basic. He might survive one slap. But like, so it was this game of survival. He'd have to run around and like survive as long as we could.
Awesome.
It was, we'd set like time limits and stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
Did you guys play, the original Super Smash Brothers for N64 too?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like Smash and GoldenEye, those were sort of the first two games to introduce almost this idea that you can make your own rules. Like I know my buddy and I, and we did this, this was like a couple years ago. I'm knocking over lights here, but we would play Smash against two random computer opponents set to whatever difficulty. And our rule was we couldn't move on to new opponents until we beat that set. So it sort of became this, like, put it on random, see who we can't beat. We're allowed to switch our characters if we want to, but like we have to go until we beat those opponents. Same thing with GoldenEye. Like you can go in, Dave, like you were saying, like you make a zombie mode or you make slappers only or rockets only. And it was some of the first games to really give the user control over that and let you make whatever you want out of the game.
Yeah. You know, we did something similar with battle mode Mario Kart 64.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, in battle mode, if you got a green shell, you had to shoot it right away. That was our rule when we played the game.
So
you'd just be driving around the course, and there'd be green shells everywhere. You couldn't hold onto them. You couldn't use them to protect you with the little circle of shells around you. You had to fire them right as soon as you got them.
That's fun. I think it was those. And I'm going to include Mario Kart 64 in this.
Yeah,
Nintendo was the first. Or Nintendo 64 really introduced those full 3D open world games. And Mario Kart, I'm going to include that because if you didn't care about the race, you could explore that level. You could. Right. I remember my favorite thing to do was Princess Peach's Raceway. I'd go to the castle. You go off the course and you could explore her, like the N64 or the Mario 64 castle. And I was like, this is so cool. And it was the same thing, you know, GoldenEye multiplayer. It's like, hey, guys, let's just explore this map.
Yeah.
Find the best, like, sniper positions or stuff, or like really break it down. And you couldn't, I had never seen games do that before.
Not to go like too far from the topic of GoldenEye, but that's something that I feel like isn't in a lot of newer video games. Is they now there's so many features and these games are so feature rich that you almost don't have as much freedom to get creative within limitations. I think that's what made it work, was you had these limitations. You had a very small set of weapons, of stages. You know, you could have four players on at a time, which was fine, but it didn't, it's not like, you know, Smash Ultimate where you can turn on and off items. You can pick which items, you can pick which items do which amount of damage. You can set base damage. You can do that. Like there's, you can set, you're basically programming a new game at that point. And it was just kind of cool to see how GoldenEye, and I mean, it was probably because of technical limitations, but how GoldenEye was able to just sort of let you control that a little bit and not make every decision for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I'll say about someone who's kind of had a 20-year gap in gaming.
Yeah.
is
Has
that,
it been like 20 years since GoldenEye? Wow. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
more than that.
24, something like that?
23, yeah.
10 years Jesus for me, Christ. Almost, yeah. For college.
What was I saying? So,
but for being out of the game for a while.
Yeah, so one of the things that's overwhelming to me is, like, as much as I love the open worldness of, like, Breath of the Wild, it's almost like there's too much to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's too many things I'm supposed to do. And I kind of like having a little bit of direction.
Right.
It's a bit overwhelming to make that jump.
It lets you go, yeah.
It's really interesting that you say that, because one of the biggest critiques of a lot of Zelda games, for example, is that they're basically saying, like, it holds your hand too much. It doesn't give you enough freedom. You know, Navi pops up and says, hey, go here or whatever. Like, and not just with Ocarina of Time, but like it's just interesting to hear that perspective, because I think the people that are upset about the hand-holdy aspect are people who have never had a break in their gaming, so they got sort of used to the way a game flows.
Well, I'm the same way. I was telling Zach earlier that I've been, especially now in quarantine the last couple of weeks, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption online again. And I had bought that game right when it came out. I got online right when they started that. But then I kind of like fell off of it for a while, didn't play. And I got back on. I reinstalled it these last couple of weeks and have really gotten back into it. But I had to make the conscious decision to delete my level 50 online character I already had, because I had no idea they had added. It was a completely different game basically by that time. And that was only like maybe a year difference, but it was what they had updated that game with. I was like, I've got to start over just so know.
That's how I was with Grand Theft Auto 5. Although Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out for like 20 years now. And
it's
wild.
They just keep updating it. Give us six. God.
So I guess, you know, that brings me to sort of where we're approaching the end of our time.
Sure.
But Max, I wanted to ask you, so having, you know, GoldenEye was getting close to sort of the end of your first stint of gaming, and now, you know, you're getting back into it. You got a Switch now. Welcome to the ranks.
Thank you.
One of us.
So, one of us. What would you want to see? Like, if they remade GoldenEye, what would you want to see them add or take away or improve on?
I honestly don't think I need that much. I would love to see it with better graphics, for one.
Sure.
The kind of, like, first of all, I don't know what they were going for originally, because I guess you could have made everyone blocky, but they try to like curve everyone's head as much as they could back then.
Yeah.
And it just looks like awful. It's so mad.
Mapping it. Yeah. Like mapping the images around. It looks real weird.
There's actually a really funny YouTube video. I don't know if you guys seen it, called Real Life GoldenEye 64.
I haven't seen it.
It's by this group called Dark Pixel. But if you go Google it, it's hilarious. It's all shot, you know, like humans, but they're acting all chop. It's really funny. Yeah,
right.
I highly recommend it. But yeah, think just kind of like updating it. I think part of the fun will be the nostalgia of it. It can be simple, but give us some new weapons to play with. Give us some better kind of maps to go through and worlds to discover. And I mean, I had read that they weren't even going to have a multiplayer on this game initially, and they threw it together in like a month, And I think
that's wild.
I think this again, I think the multiplayer was what this the success of this game was all about.
Absolutely and was. I mean, I'm not even sure it was all right, but
I'm not even sure the three of us will be able to have these Zoom conversations on three separate screens if GoldenEye didn't exist. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna give them all the credit.
I'm thinking about that as like we're finally back on split screen, but like I bet it had something to do with definitely.
Yeah. Which is just crazy to think about, like how much and I mean, who knows what influenced what, but like clearly, especially GoldenEye had such a huge influence on media, on games, on, I mean, it just, it's such a huge revolutionary game that as I'm talking about it, like I have a copy of it on the shelf behind me. I really want to go.
You
just
had like it. Pop Everybody it right had now. It. Yeah. If you had it, everyone who had Nintendo 64 that I knew had GoldenEye. Yeah. Even if you had four games, if you had 50 games, GoldenEye was in there. It was just standard.
And that was back when Rare was really killing it. I mean, they they had Banjo, they had Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Racing.
That's right. Rare did Diddy Kong Racing, didn't they?
I think a good thing for a future game, kind of piggybacking off what Max said, would be just give us a full redo, make it beautiful looking. I want every original thing available, every original map, every original. If I want to play it like nothing has changed, I want to do that. But also give me extra maps, extra levels, maybe do a double game where, because Tomorrow Never Dies was like the sequel to this and it wasn't great, but it still had four player multi, it still had split screen, all that kind of stuff. It actually introduced gadgets, which was kind of fun. So maybe give us some of that. It'd be cool. Maybe add like a racing mode. You could do that now, like a Mario Kart style with BMWs and stuff. And that could
I'd love it if they could somehow introduce like a, I'm thinking of that first level where you like go over the bridge and there's like that guard tower. Then you go through the tunnel. If they could introduce something where anytime there was a closed door that is now open and there's a whole new part of a level that you couldn't get to on N64 version, but like now you can go in and explore this lab or something like that.
You know, it's kind of crazy just like kind of to stray away from something. When they make a video game that is this revolutionary, truly game changing, no pun intended, and nothing since it in the franchise's history has even come close. No game.
Not even close.
It's crazy. There were some good games that I played, but they were called like Agent Under Fire. There was Night Fire for GameCube and stuff, but like it doesn't even compare. And to think that like the next thing we get might be just a Redux, and that is what will, you know, that there was no, and I'm not, you know, obviously there was no sequel to the movie, but like we've, what are we talking about? It's a perfect franchise. Let's give me some, come on.
You know, I just thought of one addition I'd like, and that is for me to be able to play as Mrs. Doubtfire, and I could throw fruit at Pierce Brosnan's head.
Oh, deity.
Yes. Like pie, and take like a pie, and like you could have different
outfits. That sounds like it would be the most horrifying boss battle in the world. Like you're like waiting Robin around, Williams. And then she like rounds the corner like, hello.
Hello, deity.
Yeah, like Robin Williams, I think, with that like cocaine energy would just be, out of control.
I would be terrified. I'm gonna lose sleep tonight thinking about that.
Good boss fight.
That's like Darktooth and Twisted Metal. Just don't know what corner it's gonna come around.
It's like a Mad Max, like running to them in the Thunderdome. And there's Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, what?
We're gonna reach out to the people at Rare isn't even really gonna develop it, I'm sure, at this point. Is Rare even still around? I don't think they are.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
We're gonna reach out to Nintendo and we're gonna say, listen, remake this. Give us Doubtfire or give us death, and we're just going to see what happens. And I'm sure they have clean sound bites. They can make it work. The licensing might be a little pain.
You could give us all the James Bonds now. You could play as Daniel Craig. You could play as Roger Moore. Give us all the, you know, give me George Lazenby. He had one, and it was a shit movie, but one of the best theme songs. So what can you do?
Yeah. Well, okay. So guys, in conclusion here for GoldenEye, before we wrap up, before we go to our little outro, Max, where can people find you? What do you want to promo? What are we talking here, man?
Oh man. Check out Credit Score Podcast. Like we said, people listening to this, my guess is they'll love that podcast too. You guys are very similar to me and Gary. You guys have very similar banter, and you guys are very passionate about entertainment in general. And we are too. If you want to follow me personally, I'm, as we said, on Instagram at @ruin_my_week or on Twitter, @ruinmyweek. And those are really just the two places right now. I do have a spinoff podcast that's credit score related coming soon. It might even be by the time this episode is up. Awesome. So just keep an eye out for that. I'll be promoting the hell out of it.
Yeah. So go follow Max on Instagram, because then I'm sure you'll be posting on Instagram when the new one comes out.
I'm gonna be driving people crazy with it, I think. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. That's the way to do it, man. That's what social media is there for. But Max, dude, we really appreciate you joining us for the podcast. We definitely want to have you on again.
Yeah. Anytime. I'm honored that you guys would ask me. It's been such a pleasure to be on here with you guys and to chat some games.
Yeah, of course, man.
Thank you both for getting me back into gaming.
Oh, yeah, dude. Enjoy it. Our pleasure. We'll be sending more games your way, so get ready.
Yeah, for sure. Cool, man. Yeah, we appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That was an awesome episode, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today.
That was fun.
For our GoldenEye episode, Max was an awesome guest. Make sure you check out his podcast, Credit Score.
It's Credits with an S, in case you missed it.
Credits with an S, yeah. And we're going to have all the information and the links. But yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, GoldenEye, it's just a classic game. You can't beat it. I still play it. Like I said, the last time I played it was like last year. It's kind of a tradition for me and my brother and our buddy Nick. So
it's so good. Yeah. And if you guys don't mind, we would love it if you would give us a 5-star rating, subscribe to us, write a little review. As you know, in a young podcast's life, reviews are everything, so it would mean a ton to us. And also, be sure to check us out on Instagram at... Whoa, I cannot say at Hitbox Heroes. I messed it up in the other episode, too. I'm going to leave all this in.
That's okay.
Make sure you check us out on Instagram at Hitbox Heroes. You can also drop us an email if there's a certain game that you want us to cover. So that's just hitboxheroes@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you want to find me on Instagram, I'm on there at TheZachRogers.
I'm on Instagram as well, at the Dave of Wonders.
And we just love you guys. We really appreciate you tuning in. Give this episode a share. Share it with somebody who likes GoldenEye. And, you know, I'm really kind of curious to take a little poll here. Email us. Do you prefer slappers only or rocket launchers only? I personally go toward rocket launchers only, but I'm just curious.
A lot of fun weapons. Yeah, a lot of fun choices. But yeah, super just fun. Let us know. Hit us up, and we'll catch you later.
See ya.